reached the 42nd floor. Adventures in Odyssey podcast production. Have a great day.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Everything set for the Avery Awards ceremonies tomorrow?
Yep. The votes have been tabulated. The winners have been calculated in secret by our awards team. I hear the envelopes are being stuffed now. The 2022 Averys should go off without a hitch.
I'm not worried. What could possibly go wrong?
Pardon me.
Oh. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, one side, guys. Unstable radioactive chemicals. Oh, coming through.
Wow.
This car is kind of rough.
I can't wait until they finish all the renovations on the podcast floor. You know, we've been navigating this construction zone for months.
But it's going to be so worth it when it's done. I mean, those teleporter pads are going to make transporting guests into the studio a snap. Literally.
And infinity mics. Our voices will sound so clear.
And don't get me started on the new quantum destabilizers. Our job as podcast hosts is going to be so much easier.
Oh, I can't hold it.
What's going? Look out! Radioactive chemicals!
Jesse, watch it!
Watch what?
Bob? Bob, are you all right?
I don't know. I think so.
Wait, where'd he go? Where's Jesse?
I don't know. He was right here. Jesse? Jesse? Jesse!
Yes. I see it all so clearly now. The chemicals. They've opened my mind. And here in the dark underground maintenance tunnels of the Adventures in Odyssey headquarters, I will set my new plan into motion. Today, the podcast. Tomorrow. Well, we'll leave that for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have gathered you here today in this hollowed-out volcano because we all share something in common. Each of us has been constantly overshadowed by the so-called main cast of Adventures in Odyssey. At no greater time has this injustice been more painful than during the Avery Awards. I feel your pain, my brethren. brethren and sistren.
Mm-hmm.
I myself have only voiced 4 mere words during the entire run of the program. My only role to date has been the much beloved, but vastly underwritten, City Hall worker in Breaking News. All of you gathered here could tell similar stories. You voiced wonderful so-called bit parts on the show, but your characters haven't gotten the credit that you deserve. But all of that changes now, as we, the true acting talent of Odyssey, take back our rightful place in the spotlight. Who's with me? I will use each of you and your strengths for different legs of our journey to glory. Together we are the League of Diminutive Dialogue.
Diminutive dialogue?
Yes, because we have so few lines.
Still, that's a mouthful. It's going to cause problems in scripting.
You talk like you're a writer, Kathy Buchanan. Or should I say, customer number 3 in career moves.
Well, I actually...
We all know the plan, but can you say it again, Jesse?
The name Jesse no longer conveys my newfound ambition. Call me Dr. Diminutive.
That doesn't really work. Can you imagine kids trying to spell that?
Silence, Kathy!
Sorry.
Well, the plan is simple. Patience. My PowerPoint has a lot of graphics. It takes a while to load.
He knows I'm an Odyssey writer. He's interviewed me on the podcast a bunch of times.
I think the chemicals have affected his brain. Definitely don't tell him you're a writer. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who marginalized all of us bit part characters.
Sorry.
Don't worry, you and I are good. Coffee next week?
Definitely.
Ah, at last. Feast your eyes on this, my gathered forces. The envelopes containing the names of the Avery Award winners are scattered throughout Adventures in Odyssey Tower in an effort to keep them separate and secret until tomorrow's ceremony. We will seek out and intercept these envelopes before they are delivered to the award show. Destroy the names inside. Dissuade any potential winners looking to accept. And finally divert the recognition to we, who deserve it. Are you with me? The Odyssey Cryo Lab.
Ooh, where we keep the voice actors frozen until we need them?
Precisely, Diane from A Time for Action. We really need to work on your villain name.
Where would they keep an award envelope around here?
The last place anyone would look. The mini fridge.
Genius.
You're only saying that because it's true. true. And now, I simply open the refrigerator door and... just as I expected. Let's see who won the award, or should I say, didn't win the award for Best Actress this year. Kelly Stables as Olivia in The Lost One.
What was that sound?
It seems as though each award envelope is equipped with a sound module. Much as you'd find in those cheesy greeting cards. How quaint.
I like it. And Kelly did give an amazing performance. Kelly's not the winner anymore.
Indeed. Now it shall be Diane Angulia as Diane. Hey, you want to have some fun?
Always.
Let's wake her up.
Who? Kelly Staples?
Yeah, and tell her she didn't win.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Steve Burns, Nathan Carlson.
Just skip to the S's.
Oh, right. David Selby, Atticus Schaefer. Kelly Stables. Here she is.
Wait. Huh? Wait, what? Oh, is it time for album 74?
Not yet.
Who are you?
Just a couple of conscientious citizens who wanted to let you know the results of Best Actress for this year's Avery Awards.
Oh, really? Did I win?
Yes!
No, you didn't.
Oh, so you unfroze me just to tell me that I didn't win.
I figured you should know.
Well, that's not very nice. Why wake me up to give me bad news? Do you have any idea what this unfreezing process does to my hair? It is in my contract that I'm only to be thawed out for episode recordings. Mm-hmm. And, also Thanksgiving with my family, you know, and of course, if anything in my wardrobe needs to be bedazzled.
Okay, we'll put you back under.
But hey, real quick, while I'm unfrozen, how are the Dodgers doing?
Well, Kershaw's back seems pretty good for the playoff run, but yeah, there's no time for that, Kelly. Time to chill out.
Nice. Like I've never heard that one before. Okay, bye.
You have done well, Diane. Report back to base.
What about you?
I'm going to retrieve the next Avery envelope, of course. At the top of the 10-mile-high Adventures in Odyssey Broadcast Tower! Slow down a little, Hoobler.
No, come on. We're almost at the top of the tower. Good thing I had the dynamic climbing rope that was 10 miles long.
Well, I've never been up this high before.
This is nothing. I've climbed anthills higher than this. Do you know where the envelope is?
It should be under the activation control panel for the tower.
Just to your left, then. That metal door.
Yes, it's here. The award for favorite storyline.
Perfect. We can replace the alleged winner with a storyline about the beloved MC of Comic Connellsville. Perhaps a rollicking tale about the next convention, where I will have even more things to announce to the gathered crowd.
That sounds like a dynamite episode.
Episode? This is a multi-album saga.
First things first, though, we need to replace the existing winner. The soon-to-be-replaced winner for favorite storyline was... Buck's road from his family history to adoption.
I'll admit, that was a compelling storyline.
Yeah. Quick, let's replace the card and move on.
Not so fast.
What? Who said that?
It came from up there, up in the sky.
That? It's a drone.
It's rain.
No, it's Bob Smithhauser.
That's right, Jesse.
You're flying. You're wearing a cape.
Appropriate, since that spill gave me superpowers.
Superpowers?
I was transformed into Bob the Bold. Now let's put that card back in the envelope and get you down to the newly opened chemical examination wing of the med bay. What do you say, Jesse?
I'm not Jesse anymore. Call me Dr. Diminutive.
That's a mouthful.
Everyone's a critic.
Jesse, don't you see? The chemicals that gave me my fantastic powers have also somehow changed your personality. The Jesse I know wouldn't be doing this.
The Jesse you know is long gone. But we have no more time to waste on this boilerplate dialogue. You've got other things to worry about.
Look, the envelope! The award!
Why'd you throw the envelope off the tower? We didn't get a chance to replace the award.
We can't afford to be stopped by a superhero. If we are caught now, the rest of the awards will go unchanged.
But Bob can fly now. How are we going to outrun him?
Are you kidding? I threw the award and the envelope. Have you ever tried to catch a piece of paper flying around in the wind? That'll keep Bob busy for hours.
Only a mind as evil as yours would come up with something that diabolical.
That's why I'm the supervillain and you are a mere sidekick. I'm on to the Selm laboratory, and you're going back to base.
This is going to be a long rappel.
What's taking so long, Grocer Jenkins, from the episode Cousin Albert, a.k.a. Bob Hoose?
It's this key... Sorry, something in my throat. It's this key card. I need to get a new one. There! Here we are, Dr. Diminutive, the Sound Labs.
Excellent. I was never given clearance for this sector. Thank you, Bob Hoose.
You don't have to say my full name every time, you know.
Of course I do. There's another Bob lurking around. How will people know who I'm talking to if they're listening in on our conversations?
Do people normally listen in on your conversations?
No, I can't prove it, but I have a weird feeling it happens a lot.
I see.
Well, tell me what I'm seeing.
In this vast chamber, the various sound elements are mixed together in our state-of-the-art sound reviewers to create living and breathing sound effects for the show.
Incredible! Look at all of them. Rows upon rows of canisters containing every sound effect you could ever imagine.
Oh, and we couldn't produce a show without them. Speaking of which, the award?
Oh, right. It should be in one of these canisters somewhere in the 30s.
How about 38?
That could be.
Nope.
Oh, what about this one? 39. That episode always creeps me out. Try another.
40?
Open and see.
Look inside. This is the one.
Well done, Bob Hoose.
It's me.
The award for best sound designer no longer goes to, as Buck would have it, parts 1, 2, and 3.
Good. Then we can replace it with...
Nothing. You'll replace it with nothing.
Hey, those walls are expensive, you know. You could have used a door.
Bob. Bob Smithhauser.
That's right. Why do you keep saying my whole name like that?
That's his thing.
Well, for the people listening.
Not that again. Jesse, the chemicals have made your delusions even more potent.
They're listening, I tell you. They're listening.
Don't worry, Jesse. Odyssey Tower has an entire division of brilliant scientists. We can get you the help you need.
The only help I need is getting away from you. Now, Bob Hoose.
Now what?
Well, just do what I do.
Okay. Curses the childproof caps.
Jesse, what are you doing? If all those sound effects get free...
Then you'll have to do the heroic thing and wrangle them up before they destroy the universe as we know it, giving us time to escape.
You knave.
Goodbye, Bob Smithhauser. Fare thee well.
He always likes the Haga scene.
Ah, the Odyssey Staff Recreational Facility and Day Spa. I love the smell of chlorine in the morning.
Jesse?
Dr. Diminutive.
Yeah, Dr. Dimwit. Why am I here?
To enact revenge and gain recognition for our little-used characters. Haven't you been paying attention, Paul McCusker?
Not really, no. And if you're talking about Glossman, I think he's had plenty of recognition. And frankly, I'm glad he's gone.
What? Why?
I don't like the way he imitated me. So why did you drag me out of my happy obscurity?
Because I need your VIP access pass to the executive sauna, where the best actor envelope is hidden.
Not feeling it.
Well, how about I give you all you can drink English breakfast tea when we complete the mission?
Yeah, okay, it's this door.
It should be tucked between these two benches. Ah, here it is, the best actor award. I shall now replace the so-called winner with your name.
No, thanks.
I insist.
I'm going to stay with the firm, no.
Well, fine. I'll have to think of someone else then. In the meantime, let's see who we're replacing. The winner for Best Actor is, or should I say, was, Whit Hertford as Jay Smouse in Please Adjust Your Frequency. We'll just see about that, Whit. Let me call you to let you know you... didn't win.
I thought Whit was frozen in cryo downstairs.
He's out for a dentist appointment.
Hello?
Whit Hertford. This is Dr. Dim... I mean, Jesse, from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Oh, hey, man, how are you?
Spiraling out of control into a dark void of evil.
Oh, well, I've been there, man. I've been there. Woo! So, why'd you call?
Oh, I just wanted to give you the results of the Best Actor Avery Award.
Ah, cool, cool.
You didn't win.
Yeah, not too bad. So, about this dark void, did any chemicals spill on you recently?
What?
Yeah, but because that's what happened to me once. And let me tell you...
Never mind about that. I've just delivered devastating news. You didn't win.
Yeah, I heard. No biggie. Listen, it's a chemical thing, a couple of red flags to look out for. Have you taken on a needlessly grandiose villain alias? Huh? Like, I don't know, calling yourself a doctor when you don't actually have a doctorate? Because I started calling myself a professor.
Never mind.
So, how'd it go?
Enough of your sass, Paul McCusker. It's time to find the award for best script.
That is a long way down.
The data pit. It's one of the most secure places in all of Odyssey Tower.
No kidding. 5 miles underground seems a bit excessive.
Well, paranoia. 1 mile would have been sufficient, as if anyone would even try to breach such a secure sector.
But isn't that what we're doing?
Enough with your logic, Kathy. You'd think you write scripts for a living.
Ha! Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, we need to focus on...
the family!
Don't be silly. On finding the envelope. It should be on top of one of these servers.
Just a Dr. Diminutive. There have to be thousands of servers in here, and this harness is starting to chafe.
Patience, my faithful minion. Thanks to my new expanded intellect, I was able to devise these special goggles which will pick out the bright red tint of the envelope even in these dim settings. It'll stick out like a sore thumb.
Ooh, can I try?
No, bosses only.
Yeah, bosses only.
Well, there. I see it. Let's swing over to it.
Whee!
No, I got it. Now we can replace this winning story with a story that features some truly deserving characters like customer number 3 from Career Moves.
Yes, people around the world have been demanding my return.
Oh, now then, let us replace the best script winner, which was As Buck Would Have It, Parts 1, 2, and 3 by... It can't be Kathy Buchanan? What is the meaning of this?
Nothing, it's... just...
You're a writer for the show? You've done more than just customer number 3?
It's true.
How long, Kathy?
Since 1999.
The betrayal. You do realize that the writers are responsible for all the injustice that the League of Diminutive Dialogue is valiantly attempting to reverse, don't you? Who else knows?
Pretty much everyone in the entire organization and anyone who's looked me up on AIO Wiki.
I see. A conspiracy, then.
I mean, I guess you could see it that way.
But it's not too late, Kathy. You can still make this right. Join me, and together we can rule this audio drama as... a co-worker and co-worker.
She'll never join you.
Hey, that was my line.
Bob the Bold.
Stop this, Jesse. Before it's too late.
I'll never stop. Not until the deserving talent has been recognized. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Jess? I mean, Dr. Jesse, what are you doing?
I'm super gluing you to this server rack.
You cad!
That's right. Even with your massive strength, it'll take you ages to pry her free, and even then, your fingers will likely get stuck together really bad, giving me plenty of time to escape. Arrivederci!
Jesse!
Ow, Bob, I'm right here. Watch the volume.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
What?
He was right. My fingers are stuck together.
I've been outfoxed at every turn, Phil.
It's gone that poorly?
We've been outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, and outplanned.
Sounds like you need a right-hand man. Don't worry, Dr. Diminutive. I'm in it for the long haul.
Do you really mean that?
Of course. I won't stop this crusade until Dale Jacobs is the new Mr. Whittaker.
Really? Doesn't Dale get a lot of airtime already?
Not nearly enough, Doctor. Not nearly enough.
Hey! You're not... supposed to be scarier than me. I'm the boss.
Oh, sorry.
So, where are we?
The Odyssey Stages.
I thought you guys recorded episodes in California.
Oh, right. And the actors go home and have lives of their own instead of being frozen in the cryo-sleep chamber.
Ah, good point.
Here is where the real magic happens.
Whoa, what's all this?
Why, the production of an Adventures in Odyssey episode, of course.
But there are full sets, actors in costume, and is that a concert-sized orchestra?
It sure is.
Who are those guys?
The stuntmen.
Stuntmen?
Sure. You don't think Jess Harnell does his own stunts when Wooten gets chased, do you? Dog bites are not covered in his contract.
I guess I never really thought about it.
And cut. Great work, everyone. Wheel in the sound effect canisters for the next scene. Get that intern. I need my latte.
Hey, Townsend.
Hey, Phil. Showing a new guy around, huh?
Yep.
New guy? I'll have you know that City Hall worker has a prolific following on a Malaysian blog site.
Well, new guy, word of advice. The ice cream on set isn't actually ice cream.
What is it then?
I've done the research. A little behind-the-scenes action here and there. Trust me, you do not want to know.
Places, everyone!
Whoops, they're calling for us. See you later, Phil.
See you, Townsend. Hope you have a good cryo sleep later.
I will.
You seem pretty chummy with that main character, Phil. We need to stick to our kind. Diminutive dialogue, remember?
Just playing the long game, my friend. It's all about the long game. Now, quickly, right this way.
The envelope is on the wit's end set?
Yes, but in a specific place. Right here.
The cash register.
Yep.
There's nothing in there.
Do you even listen to the show? Remember Suspicious Minds? Obviously, the envelope is stuck between the drawer and the back. And the award for best scene went to Eugene and Katrina rescue Buck and Jules in As Buck Would Have It. Well, not anymore. It will now be going to Dale argues with Robin in You Gotta Be Wise.
Wow. None of my other minions have been nearly as prepared as you.
Prepare for prison, perhaps.
Did you just call me a minion?
Bob the Bold, not you again.
All right, quote-unquote, Dr. Diminutive. I can't allow you to tamper with the awards any longer. The kid gloves are off.
Bring it on.
Wait.
What?
Bob, Jesse, are you two about to exchange fisticuffs?
It seems likely, yes.
Then there's something we need to do first. Dave?
All right. Hang on, let me just get this up there a little bit. Okay, you ready? Okay. Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer for Adventures in Odyssey. Due to the intensity of the next minute or so, we recommend that listeners use discretion.
Oh, yeah. That means this is going to be a good one.
Quiet on the set. Background's ready. Sound's ready. Okay. Action.
Good one.
And this.
You must see reason, Jesse. Take this.
Ugh. Who put those walls there? Smooth move, Jesse. I mean, Dr. Diminutive. I don't have superpowers like Bob's.
Well, if you want my advice...
Katie Lee, where did you come from?
I was just sitting in this booth. You're the one whose head is sticking through the wall of the Wit's End set.
I see your point. Go on.
I only overheard a little of what's going on over there. But don't you think this whole vendetta thing you're on seems just a little petty?
Petty?
Yeah, it seems like you're throwing away a good friendship simply for more notoriety. Those definitely aren't the priorities God says we should have in the Bible.
Huh. Yeah, you know, you're right. What have I been thinking? Those chemicals really did mess with my head. Wow. Thanks, Katie. You really are a lot like your character.
Of course I am. But in this case, I was just reading from the script.
Huh?
I was reading it over before you, came in, and I thought it fit your situation.
Wow, well, thanks anyway.
Anytime. Just be thankful I wasn't reading an episode where Connie is listening to someone tell a story and I'm just repeating the previous line. You probably would have gotten some very different advice. Just saying.
Whoa. Bob, where are you? I surrender. I surrender.
You will only surrender your criminal ways. What? What did you say?
I'm so sorry. I don't know what I've been thinking all day.
I forgive you, Jesse. Like I said, it was those chemicals. We'll get the rest flushed out of our systems down in Medbay.
You're getting rid of your powers?
Yes, I think it's time. Being a superhero is time-consuming. I'm happy just being the producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. My work here is done.
Oh, there's still one more award I need to retrieve, and we still need to put on the award show tomorrow.
Don't worry, Jesse. I have the last award right here.
You had it with you?
I flew over and got it before I came here. Thought I'd head you off at the pass, so to speak.
Well, we've got it now, so let's go put on the show.
There'll be time for that tomorrow. Why don't you open it? You've already read the rest of them. Might as well make it a complete set.
Okay. And the award for best overall episode goes to... Thank you, orchestra. It goes to, As Buck Would Have It, parts 1, 2, and 3.
Well done, Jesse. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Bob.
Not so fast, Bob the Bold!
Phil?
That's right.
Wearing rocket boots. And is that an ion cannon?
Plasma, actually.
Nice.
Yes.
You may have been swayed, Jesse, but I remain resolute. Dale Jacobs will become the most prominent character of all time. He will far surpass Wit in his ability to mentor children.
Oh, brother. Not again.
Do you think Phil got exposed to the chemicals, too?
Nah, this happens once or twice a year. I'll handle it. Phil? No! Bad Phil!
Join me, Katie. There's a place for you in the new Odyssey Order.
Phil! We have talked about this!
Bob, maybe you shouldn't get rid of those superpowers quite yet.
One last adventure for Bob the Bold. Phil, you put that truck down!
No! No! My truck! Mine!
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
The Viking.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.